Hello, dear friends. This is Pastor Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes. It's time for Let's Talk About Jesus. In a day with so many, many issues that has the potential to literally cast us into depression and despair. We have a message of hope to bring you today, and it is not holy hype that we're going to try to use the scripture in an inappropriate way somehow to give you false hopes. This is a hope that is very, very real. I just want to encourage you today to stay tuned to this broadcast for some good news. Dottie Rambo wrote years ago, I understand that she's with the Lord now. She wrote many, many years ago a song that it would be probably more appropriate for our day than the time that she wrote it. And the title of the song was "The World Needs Some Good News Bad." Oh yeah, the world needs some good news bad. Well, we are in desperate need of hope in our world. There is a scripture that speaks of the last days and the end times that would come in those last days. And in one of the things Jesus said prophetically that would be happening is that men's hearts would be failing them for fear, looking upon the things which are coming upon the earth. Well, we have a message today to bring you of hope and faith from the Word of God, and we pray that you will stay tuned for the next 30 minutes right here on WMAF, and let the Lord, through His Holy Word, begin to lift you up. Again, we want to welcome you in Madison and welcome you that listen in North Florida to this station and the surrounding areas of Madison. You may be driving the interstate system and picking this broadcast up. We want you to stay tuned, if you will. If you know the Lord, we have a message of great encouragement to you today. You're a child of the Most High God, and God has a wonderful, wonderful covenant to keep you no matter what the circumstances around you may be. If you don't know Jesus today, God wants to bring you into that wonderful place of security, this wonderful covenant that not only keeps us in this life, but continues to keep us age without end in eternity. So please stay tuned today and listen to what the Bible says. God can bring you out, friend, no matter what circumstance you're in. And we're going to be talking today about a message entitled "From the Mire to the Choir." How to experience God's deliverance and proclaim Him to others. Praise God. The first thing you want to do when God really lifts you up out of your trouble is to tell other people what the Lord has done for you. I remember a song I heard some years ago, "You can't tell it like I can tell it what He's done for me." Praise God. Amen. We're going to be talking about some things out of Psalm 40. If you want to turn there in your Bible, while you're turning to Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3, we would just like to also welcome you that are listening by computer in other states and other countries. We welcome you to this broadcast today. If you're a return listener, thank you for coming back again and allowing us to be a part of your devotional life. And if you appreciate this station carrying broadcasts like this, carrying the great format that they carry, classic country, classic gospel, what a great station this is. You should write them a letter sometime. P.O. Box 621, Madison, Florida. And they would be so glad to hear from you. We would be glad to hear from you as well. It's WMAF Radio, P.O. Box 621, Madison, Florida, 32341. zip 32341, and they would be so glad. You can go to their homepage and see the any upcoming events or any change in the programming. You can get a look at the disc jockeys that you hear, the moderators of that station, and they would enjoy hearing from you, I am sure. Praise God, and we would too. You can go to our website, THCOG, the Holy Church of God. That's what that stands for. Just type in THCOG, and it will take you to scroll a little bit. It'll come to the Holy Church of God, Tampa, Florida. That's where this broadcast originates. And we are so glad to be with you, as I said again today. I'm excited about this message. You see, I went through nervous exhaustion. It took me about 10 years. God didn't heal me instantly. He did heal me. He took me through a healing process. I never missed a Sunday preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. I have been preaching for going on 35 years at this church, over 35 years in total, and I never missed a Sunday because, except when I was going on vacation, is the only time I ever missed a Sunday. God has been good to me, and even through this terrible ordeal of near nervous breakdown, literally to the point of nervous exhaustion, as I was diagnosed, God took me through a process of healing, and in that process he taught me many things about the God of the valleys. He taught me much about grace that I didn't know and understand until I experienced it for myself. I can truly say with Paul today, when I am weak, then am I made strong. Now, God won't leave you in a valley. He will always bring you out and bring you through. But I want you to know that He is the God of the valleys, and He can work in your life in the midst of your trouble and circumstance. You know, there was a very few people that could relate with me in what I was experiencing. Not only did I have an issue in my life, I had the shame of feeling like I had failed. I was preaching faith and victory, and seemed to me I was experiencing something absolutely the opposite of what I was preaching and declaring. And I cried out to the Lord, and He would always point me to those portions of Scripture where people went through things similar to what I was going through. And then, not only that, He brought me into the path of preachers and ministers who had experienced these kind of issues in their life, and God had brought them through it. And I remember giving my testimony getting a letter not too long after that. Someone who'd heard my testimony through a tape at that time up in Indiana. We got a letter from a minister with a major denomination who was getting ready to turn in his minister credentials. He had become overwhelmed by a circumstance in his life, felt like he hadn't stood in faith as strongly as he should, and felt like a failure, and to question God's faithfulness at the same time. And we got a letter from him, and he said, "Pastor, I want you to know I appreciate your being so candid in your testimony, telling everything you went through and how God took you through and brought you out." And he said, "I want you to know, after hearing your testimony, I withdrew the request to withdraw my credentials. I prayed and recommitted myself to the cause of Jesus Christ. I am going to stay in ministry. I am going to continue to preach the gospel. And I want you to know that I was encouraged, because if God brought you out, I believe that He could bring me out." And if it's any consolation, and oh, what a consolation it was, brother and sister, he said, "If there's any consolation, through your pain, I have been healed." Oh, what a blessing it was. I often wondered why the Lord didn't instantly just change my circumstance. He chose to take me through. And it was a process of healing over years and through many tears. But I'm telling you, God is a gracious and good God, and I wouldn't want to go through what I went through for anything in the world, if I, other than the eternal good of God, of God's people. But I'm telling you something, I wouldn't take anything for what I learned down in that valley. There is things you can learn in valleys you just can't learn on mountaintops. Praise God. And oh, when you get back on that mountaintop, it makes you want to reach down into those deep valleys and encourage those below to keep on climbing. Amen. Weeping lasts for a night, the Bible said, but joy comes in the morning. No matter how long it takes for that dawn to break, it will break, because he that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. In God's timing, God will deliver. You can count on it. Amen. One of the things that the Lord pointed me to through my ordeal was to go into the scriptures that would help me to understand what I was going through and help me to hang on to God in the midst of it. And I ended up many, many times revisiting the book of Psalms to encourage me to trust Jesus Christ wholeheartedly, as I learned more about the great and good God that we serve. Amen. Psalm 40 in verse 1, listen to this. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Oh, I want to read this again. Many shall see it, and fear, and trust in the Lord. When God delivers someone from a horrible pit, from a place called miry clay, a place that they could never deliver themselves from, and people see the grace, the love, the power, and the might of our Almighty God, it causes others to reverence Him and to put their trust in Him. Praise God. And I want to encourage you today to reverence this great God that we serve and to put your trust in Him. You know, the hardest thing to do is to do what the Scripture says when it tells us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. I learned how to do that in this valley that I walked through, that I could not extract myself from. And the Lord taught me through the life of David so many things that I needed to know about how to weather storms and trust God in valleys. And I want to share some of this with you today. Amen. What we have a saying in our congregation, let us praise His name and spread His fame. This is more than just a rhyming sentence. I really believe that God wants His people to know the joy of true victory, so that His name may be glorified when He works by His grace and power in our lives. He wants to deliver us from our enemies and circumstances so that His people might be blessed and His name might be exalted. And I want to declare this, if you want victory so that you can watch TV, watch the eggplant that ate Chicago again on TV without pain or pressure, to consume it on yourself, you have no real basis to expect an answer. But if you want victory so that His name may be exalted, then I want you today to get ready for a breakthrough. I'll tell you, I want to walk in victory so that the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and my Savior Jesus Christ might be exalted and brought glory and honor. Hallelujah. If you're serious about answered prayer and obtaining promises, overcoming enemies, shaking loose the chains of bondage, and living a life that testifies of God's greatness and goodness, then God is seriously committed to delivering you and blessing your life today. And number one, I want to declare what David declared in this horrible place and pit, that God wants to answer your prayer. I waited patiently, he said, for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my prayer. Someone has truly said, prayer is not overcoming God's reluctance, it's laying hold on his willingness. Hallelujah. This word inclined means to bend down, bend toward, or to turn toward. Prayer acknowledges our helplessness and God's great goodness and faithfulness. Praise the Lord. He inclined his ear unto me. We sing the song that's based on the psalm that said, I love the Lord because he heard my cry. I love the Lord because he heard my prayer. I love the Lord because he heard my voice, turning his ear always unto me. That word is the same situation as inclined, and it means to bend toward or to turn toward. One translator of that scripture, expounding on this great word inclined, said it would read like this: I love the Lord because he bends down and listens when I pray. Have you ever seen a child trying to speak, a very small child trying to speak to his dad or his mother or her dad or her mother, and watching that dad or mother take personal time and interest to bend down and listen to what that child is saying? To think today that as a child of God, that our Heavenly Father not only stops what he's doing, takes personal interest in time, but actually bends down and listens when we pray. Hallelujah. Prayer acknowledges our helplessness, but it also takes hold of God's faithfulness. Listen to Psalm 86. I'm going to read a few verses. It says, bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy, which means set apart. O thou my God, save thy servant which trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou art the Lord, and are good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer. Attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great and doest wondrous things, for thou art God alone. Hallelujah. When he said among the gods, he's talking about the false gods, the man-made gods, the gods who are no gods, the gods who the scripture said of those man-made gods, that they have eyes that see not, ears that hear not, and hands that cannot touch or deliver. Oh, we have a God that sees. We have a God that hears. We have a God that loves. And we have a God that delivers. Hallelujah. Jesus taught us about God's willingness to answer our prayers. The reason he's so eager. And the reason he's so eager to bless his children. Listen to John 16, verse 24 through 27. He said, hitherto you've asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I've spoken unto you in proverbs, literally in parables, that the time cometh when I will no longer speak to you in proverbs, but I will show you plainly of the Father. And that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. In other words, when you believe and upon Christ as your personal Savior, you repent of your sins and trust Him to forgive you, the Father receives you as a bona fide child of His. He accepts you in the Beloved as the sons and daughters of God. I say it often, God has no stepchildren. You are a bona fide child of the living God. And I want you to understand when you pray to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, He bends down and listens. Hallelujah. That is to give you courage while He works His plan and His purpose in your life. Be patient. Wait upon the Lord, knowing that He has heard your cry and He is on the scene. Hallelujah. And until He brings you through that valley, He'll give you grace for that valley, and you will discover the sufficiency of His grace. Hallelujah. We have God's ear because we have God's heart. The Father loves us. So we need to pray in faith, for we know God is listening. Have you ever, we use a term around most Christian circles about going through a winter time in our life where we pray and heaven seems brass. Heaven seems shut up to us. That's the way it feels, because we may have taken an emotional hit that has cast us into a pit of miry clay. David called his life circumstance that he was in a horrible pit. And it brings a depression that is best described by those who have went through clinical deep depression as a horrible pit. It is hard to put into words except you experience what can happen through deep depression and despair. But God is a God of deliverance. I'm so glad for the reality of that deliverance. I'm so glad for the real lives of real people who experienced real pain and disappointment and failure like David. And yet through their trust in the Lord, He reached down into that valley, took them through it and brought them out and established them and caused people like me over all of these years and all of these centuries later to be able to go back and get courage from their experience and to learn more about the grace and goodness and greatness of my great Redeemer and my God. I'll tell you, when heaven seems like it's brass, you need to remember that God is listening. And when you don't feel like praying because you feel like it's useless and hopeless, you've prayed, nothing happened, and you've just give up on God and give up on deliverance, I want you to pray again. I want you to pray in the faith that what the Word declares to you is true about our great God, and what people who have trusted Him through their problems and circumstances have declared about Him. I want you someday to just turn to Hebrews chapter 11, this great faith hall of fame, where so many names are mentioned of people that through faith God brought them through and brought them out. Hallelujah. And I want you to develop your faith in the faithfulness of this great God that we serve. Hallelujah. Jesus said the Father loves you. You know what that means? When you pray in Jesus' name, He said He's going to take personal time. He's going to bend down and listen. You have His ear because you have His heart. Praise God. So let us pray in faith, because we know that God is listening. You know what the Bible said? It said His eyes are on the righteous, His ears are open to their cry. David of old said, I cried unto the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. And I believe that deliverance begins not when He takes you out of the horrible pit, but when you accept in your heart that God has heard you. David said in another place in the Psalms, it could have been Psalm 57. I'll do my homework better next time. But I'll tell you, in that great, great Psalm, he said, the day that I pray, my enemies turn back. this one thing I know God is for me. And Paul says in the New Testament, if God be for us, who can be against us? And all of that courage and all of that hope and all of that faith originates in a knowledge that He listens when we pray. And not only does He listen to our prayer, He wants to deliver us. He wills to deliver us. David went on to say, He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. I'm going to read that to you from the Amplified. He said, He drew me up out of a horrible pit, a pit of tumult and destruction, out of the miry clay, the froth and the slime, and set my feet upon a rock, steadying my steps and establishing my goings. He extends His tenderness to the wounded ones, someone said. David describes himself as being in a horrible pit. The word horrible means roar, din, crash, uproar, tumult. And pit refers to a cistern or a dungeon. This has the idea of being trapped in a place of torment while one's enemies constantly cry out against him. David speaks as one who is wounded by the problems and burdens of life, but God reached out to him, even in that horrible time, and extended His tenderness, His grace unto David. Isn't it encouraging to know today, friends, when you reach up to God in faith, that God is reaching down to you in love? I want to say that again. Isn't it encouraging today to know that when you reach up to God in faith, God reaches down to you in love? You can't reach high enough to deliver yourself, but God can reach low enough to pull you out of the deepest pit of torment and despair. Who among us can forget the horrible pit of sin? Who can forget the pain and loneliness of our separation from God? Who can forget the burden of conviction? Who can forget the fear over knowing we were headed to eternity without God into torment? Being lost is like being in a horrible pit while the enemy of the soul, Satan, howls against us, mocking, taunting, and condemning. Thank God for the tender hand of the Lord that reached out to touch us in our wounded condition. When we needed Him most, He did not turn us away, but took us in, bound up our wounds, and gave us rest and peace in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Not only does He want to deliver us, He wants to establish us. He set my feet upon a rock, and to bring glory to His great name. Maybe we'll deal with some of that in another time together. But I want to encourage you today as we get ready to close this broadcast, that no matter what you are facing or what you are going through, to accept the reality and the fact today in that horrible pit, if you will just cry in simple childlike faith to God for help, and know in your heart that He is bending down to listen. Reach up to God in prayer and faith. God is already reaching down to you in grace and in love. Oh, friend of mine, I wish I could take that burden from you today. I know what it is to feel it so heavy and so strong. The Apostle Paul knew what it was like. He said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, of the trouble that we experienced in Asia, how that we were pressed beyond measure, and we despaired of life itself, that we might learn not to trust in ourself, but in God who raises the dead. That lesson, like many lessons, can only be learned in the deep, dark valley. If you're going through a valley, I guarantee you, I know what the devil is telling you. He's telling you that God is unfaithful, that God isn't listening, that God doesn't love you. And I know what your circumstance is telling you. It's telling you there is no way out. There is no hope for you. But let me tell you what God is telling you. He's telling you, cry unto me. I'm here to help you. I'll do it in my timing. I'll do it in my wisdom. but don't you doubt for one minute that I won't do it. Ah, friend, the scripture said you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. He wills you to pray to Him, to trust in Him, to cry to Him. It goes on to say, cast not away your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward, for he that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. And today, if you're not a Christian, I want you to know if you'll reach up to God and repent of your sins and accept Jesus as your Savior, God will reach down to you. And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter how deep the dungeon, how bound and strong the chains are that bind you, Jesus will set you free. He's anointed to set the captive free. And He's just waiting for you to reach up to the God who is already reaching down to you. Would you pray to Him today and receive Jesus as your personal Savior? Oh, we love you. Be sure and come back next week. And let's talk about Jesus.